And we are joined on The Scoop today by the Senior Manager of Digital Content for the Minnesota Timberwolves, Shabazz Khan. Shabazz, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Well, my first question for you, and I know when you see the title Social Media Senior Manager of Digital Content, you think a lot of social media as well, Twitter, Facebook. What sorts of things do you do with that title day-to-day for the Wolves?
Yeah, so while a primary focus of it is social and digital media, I would say my position and the position of digital is so all-encompassing now. You know, some days it's PR, some days it's photography, video editing, sometimes it's interviewing some of the guys, reaching out to different influencers and collaborators, and, you know, other times it's trying to creatively think about strategies and campaigns on the marketing front, and other times, you know, it is posting or coming up with in-game strategies for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of that. So really, I think while a primary focus of it, the end goal is the social and digital output, there's a lot that goes into that.
I know when I was younger, it seemed like the way that fans were able to get highlights and reaction from games was just to watch SportsCenter or something after the game was done. But now, as things have evolved, everything happens so right on the spot. How difficult is it to try to engage fans the moment something happens as social media continues to grow?
Absolutely. It's extremely important, especially when you're representing a brand that is well-known, at least within Minnesota, but also you're trying to make it so that it's an appealing brand to engage with for folks that aren't familiar with the team and maybe even the sport. So it's as important as ever to engage in real time. I very much see Twitter as a second screen experience. You know, it's not the primary place you're going to necessarily watch the game, but you want to get caught up and you want to get the reactions that resonate with you on these social media platforms. So I think it's extremely important. I think the Eagles did a good job, you know, during the Super Bowl. It wasn't necessarily the dominant platform that people were watching and engaging the Super Bowl with, but after the game, they had some incredible content, and that's really something that, you know, I try to exemplify in our team's work as we're going forward.
You mentioned the Super Bowl, and obviously with it being in Minneapolis, that brought a lot of celebrities to town, and it seemed like a lot of them had a chance to take in a couple of Timberwolves games. I know Patriots coach Bill Belichick was at one of the games throughout the week. Sting was at the Saturday night game, so you have some of the top celebrities from all across the world of entertainment. What was that experience like, having those guys there and trying to make it known that you've got these celebrities at the game so that fans can tune in and even come to the games later on?
For sure, it was really cool. Just coming from a consumer standpoint, from an outside perspective, you know, this is my third week back with the Timberwolves. I'm originally from here, used to work here as an intern, and came back, and it just reminded me of the older days, just the atmosphere in Minneapolis, and especially within Target Center. It reminded me of those early 2000 years, and then having all these folks at the games, it was really cool to see, you know, Jimmy Butler talking to Antonio Brown on the sideline, and all these different folks there was so many that it was just incredible for a weekend for folks to come out and see the Timberwolves games, and the atmosphere that went along with such, had some great halftime performances, and it was cool for us to be able to post stuff like that, because it ended up being that, you know, some of the celebrities amplified our posts and retweeted some of the stuff that we had put out there, and obviously not a lot of national attention on the city. So it was cool to be a part of that and try to leverage the exciting times that were in Minneapolis between the Super Bowl and, of course, Wolves on a great home winning streak, closing in on a franchise record on most games won in a row at home.
One more on the Super Bowl. There's a little bit of a friendly rivalry between Karl-Anthony Towns and Tom Thibodeau, as they were both cheering for the opposite teams in the Super Bowl. And Towns, to maybe the ire of some Timberwolves fans and Vikings fans as well, posting his love for the Eagles in the days leading up to the Super Bowl. But that had to be fun between those two to be able to just kind of some lighthearted ribbing between Towns and Thibodeau leading up to the game.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's a testament to the chemistry that the team has shown. Obviously, you know, second year that Tibbs has been here, and Kat's just such a fun person to be around, and the personalities within the locker room are just fun between Jimmy, Kat, Taj. You know, Jimmy's always having fun with folks. Kat's part of that. You know, there's always the banter in the locker room after games between Jimmy and Kat and Taj and Tyus and Jamal and all these different folks. So it's just really cool to see that camaraderie paying off on the court, but also, you know, having some fun off the court. I think it's a good time.
Looking at just how the Wolves are doing at this point, 34-22, and you mentioned the success at home, 22-6 at Target Center, and I had a chance to go to the game Saturday night against the Pelicans. The atmosphere from the last couple of years where the Wolves have not had as many wins, it seems like it's completely different, and it's so great to see fans coming back. And not only that, but you look at the early moments of that game against the Pelicans, and they were loud. Fans were loud, and that has created an environment where it truly is difficult for opposing teams to come in and win on any given night at the Target Center.
Yeah, no, it's like I had alluded to before, much like the early 2000s when, you know, we were continually a winning team, that this atmosphere, it's starting to ramp up to what that used to be like. And a lot of folks, you know, especially within the organization, have always said that, you know, Minnesota is a basketball city. And you've seen that with the Lynx, you know, during their playoff runs. You've seen that in the early 2000s with the Wolves. And it's only gonna grow from here, given the winning, because now, you know, this team really has something exciting going on. And, you know, as we push closer and closer towards April, I really think you're going to see even more of a drastic difference in terms of the fandom that's in Target Center and how that carries over for the court.
Shahbaz, I wanted to ask you kind of a funny thing that happened on Twitter, a post from the Timberwolves official account yesterday. Mm-hmm. In regards to trade proposals being sent by fans and the trade deadline coming up tomorrow. Just talk a little bit about the interaction from the Timberwolves account with fans, and not only that, but with other teams as well. I think that's one of the more fascinating things about the Twitter accounts for various NBA teams, is that they're interacting with each other too, and it makes for some very hilarious moments on Twitter when both teams are going back and forth.
Yeah, absolutely. So first and foremost, you know, how that came about yesterday. Obviously, we've had a little bit of a gap in between games, and yesterday is, I guess, what you'd consider kind of a slow day in terms of content in between games. And given such, you know, we wanted to creatively utilize downtime to kind of leverage what's going on. Obviously, trade deadline closing in tomorrow. And, you know, every time one of us is logging into the account, there's hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of trade proposals. So given such, you know, we just wanted to make sure fans knew we appreciated it, but there wasn't a whole lot we could do in a way that wasn't, you know, putting anybody down, but also, you know, making light of the situation. And thankfully, people had some fun with it. Given the interaction with teams, you know, as I said before, I used to be with the Sacramento Kings, and that was a huge thing that we had done over there, that I try to bring, you know, to each situation I'm in. You know, I've been in social for over 6 years now, and that's always been something that I've tried to bring. As you said, it makes for a lot of fun moments when when teams are you know, sharing banter back and forth and having some fun, because for the fan, that's really an experience that, you know, really adds to what's going on the court. There's these little fun rivalries off the court, and social media is the best place to do that, given the amount of people engaging with stuff. So, given so, you know, we try to make it fun. We try to engage with fans. You know, there was a fan in there that had said, well, how about trading the Twitter handlers yesterday? And we just replied, trade is fine. And that those kind of moments, you know, they seem very minuscule, but from a fan perspective, you know, when brands are engaging with you like that, that only grows the affinity that you have for those brands, in my opinion. And that's really what we're trying to do. We're trying to make fans bigger fans and create new fans out of things and moments that we're creating and resharing on social.
Shahbaz, as we wrap up here today, just want to give you a chance as well to give the listeners all the different ways that they can interact with the Timberwolves on various social media platforms.
Absolutely. You can follow the Wolves on Twitter at Timberwolves. Facebook, if you type in Minnesota Timberwolves, we'll be there. Instagram is also Timberwolves. YouTube is MN Wolves. Snapchat, I believe, is also Timberwolves. So a bunch of different ways to engage with the folks. You can also, you know, reach out to any of our digital content folks, between myself, Kyle Ratke, and Seth Auger. We're all in digital team. We'd be happy to assist in any way possible besides listening to your trade proposals. yeah, so looking forward to whatever fans have to say to the Wolves. And, you know, we'll try to keep things fun and engaging.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for stopping by here today, Shahbaz, to give us a little bit of a look at how social media works with the Timberwolves and the fans as well. Good to talk to you today, and we'll hopefully do that again a little bit later on down the road.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Enjoy the day.